Hey, Vikram. It's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. It's Vikram.
Here's the rest of our interview with Sustainable Food Center and La Cocina Alegre.
We would love to hear just from y'all. What are your favorite parts of what you do? What's the most important thing to you about your job?
I love that in our classes, we give folks the ingredients to make what we cook in class for free for each class. Like people who haven't had tofu before get to try tofu. And if they don't like it, cool. They didn't spend that money. But they get to try something new or try something that they're familiar with in a different way. And they get to see how it is made. And I also just really love talking to people and growing the community.
Tofu's so good.
Absolutely.
Matt, what's your favorite thing about working with these organizations?
So my favorite thing would have to be connecting with the community and just seeing everybody's face light up, whether it be through the Happy Kitchen, whether it be through Double Up Food Bucks or even the WIC FM&P program. Once you connect with these individuals and you kind of get to know them on a more personal basis in the short 5 to 10 minutes you get to interact with them, a lot can happen. You know, some individuals are happy that they have access to healthy ingredients from a local source. Some people are happy they get to try new foods. And some people are just happy to be engaged by somebody even.
Aww.
That's awesome. That's a great answer. Yeah. Sarah, what about you?
So I think my favorite thing about this job is that it incorporates so many of the things that I've been interested in. So I went to school for health and sustainable food systems. And everybody looked at me like, what the heck are you going to do with that in Lubbock, Texas? And I was like, I don't know, just work in my garden and waitress. Probably.
Did you go to school here?
No, I went to school.
A bunch of places.
In a bunch of segments, in a bunch of places. Finished with UMass Amherst.
Okay. Cool.
But I was here physically.
Oh.
Did my last finals in bed with my newborn.
Wow.
So yes, I was determined finally to finish after a long time. But anyway, the fact that I can kind of tie it all together, I get to go to the farms and I get to learn about how to grow things in this crazy place. I get to try things from the ground. I get to help farmers boost their businesses. I get to the people I meet and all the different parts of the picture that I get to see. I was a vendor at a farmer's market for about 6 years before I started doing this. I had a small business. And I get to help the people who are my neighbors at the farmer's market now. And I get to be still part of that community. And then I get the moments. For example, at a market one day, I was exhausted. I had just been running around like crazy. This woman came and used Double Up Food Bucks for the first time. She came back to me after she went shopping at the market. Tears in her eyes and hugged me. She goes, can I hug you? She goes, this is the first time I've been able to shop at a farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time I've been able to purchase this kind of beautiful, fresh fruits and vegetables and be able to afford it. And I'm so excited to be able to cook when I get home today. And she just hugged me and held me. And I was like, this is like, it just makes all of it worth it.
Absolutely.
So that's, yeah, for me, it's those moments, you know, when you really get to see the impact.
Yeah, I think if you've ever been food insecure, you can completely relate to that moment. I mean, I know I can.
Yeah.
And it is very emotional when you can actually feed yourself something that you know is good for you and came from the earth. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Instead of processed food that a lot of people, like you're saying, there's an education to it, too, that a lot of people grow up not knowing that there are options for them that are actually healthy. And why would they waste their money on something that they don't know is actually gonna feed them and sustain them?
Well, and also when you're living off of SNAP benefits, you very often it's not enough to stretch,
right?
So you have to look, what is the highest calorie?
Right.
Yep.
Low,
yep.
And often that high calorie food that you have to choose to be able to feed a lot of mouths, to keep people full, is also highly processed.
Yes.
And does not contain a bunch of fresh fruits and vegetables, right?
Yeah.
So like what we're trying to do is not trying to tell people you should eat fresh fruits and vegetables and not meat and not pasta and not this. No, what we're saying is let's make it easier so you don't have to make the choice.
Exactly.
Right.
It shouldn't be like an either or.
It doesn't have to be. And so we're trying to just make it easier for them to, you know, for people who are in that moment of like, can I afford eggs and vegetables? Can I afford bread and vegetables? No, like you can afford both if you and support your local farmers.
So,
yeah.
Double Up Food Bucks.
Super cool. Yeah, y'all are making a huge impact in our community, and it's just so great to get to talk to you. And I'm glad that you're doing it. Like, Sarah, I'm glad you didn't give up on it.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean that, like, truly, because, you know, I've worked in this space for quite a while now. And so many of these projects, like, get going and they're excited. And then, like you said, someone leaves and it takes someone like you to keep it going, to be, like, the heart and soul behind
it. I'll tell you, though, it was the community. It was the community. It was Jessica Karum from Growing Together Texas. Yeah. It was the South Plains Hunger Solutions Coalition. Yeah. It was the people who came around me and helped me. I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah. Shout out to Jessica, by the way. I wanted to have her on the show, too, but we don't have any more shows. So. Sorry, Jessica.
Check
we love you.
Check out LBK Grown and Growing Together Texas. And, like, both websites will teach you about Jessica. Awesome.
And they can show you your local community garden where you can get free produce.
Yes.
Absolutely. And there are several. That's another thing we were going to talk about this season that we don't get to finish is we were going to do a series on the community gardens here in Lubbock.
So we'll share some resources on that as well with this episode. We'll post links to that. There's a map and some other things that we'll think about. So just as we close, and Rachel mentioned this earlier, I asked on my other podcast, all my guests, and I usually like to blindside them with it because it's more fun for me.
Sorry, I ruined your fun.
Oh no! We've been talking, so it's still on the cuff and or off the cuff enough. If you had one thing, like one little piece of advice, one life advice, it can be your favorite recipe or your favorite thing, or just
I was thinking, what's your favorite recipe?
What would you like people to take home with them from this episode?
Venture out, try new things, never be afraid to ask.
Awesome. Also, that's perfect because I didn't expect you to be the first one to jump in and you're like,
that's awesome.
Venture
that makes
out.
Two of us.
Yeah. No, you go. You rock. Sarah's face is like,
See, it still worked.
Keep learning.
Always.
I mean, that's the thing, just to stay a student of life and to keep and never think you know it all.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep your mind open to
no
to
stagnation.
Learning, to learning from learning things that you think aren't true.
Be a fungus, absorb everything.
Yes.
Eating whole foods, eat whole foods, lowercase w, lowercase f. eating healthy doesn't have to be a big money expensive. You don't have to eat everything organic.
Well, y'all, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
This was a great sort of, I don't know,
Swan song
period on the end of this story we've been telling. So thanks for being a part of it. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Hi, Vikram.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, plant people.
Hello. For one last time.
For one last time. This is In the Grove.
Is that sad?
Kind of.
It's a little sad. I'm sad.
I'm obviously sad, but I don't want to be sad for this. So
we'll be happy. Or
I don't know. I'm going to be something. Words. There they are. Hi, people. What's one of the most fun things you did while we made In the Grove?
What was one of the most fun?
Yeah, or like, what's your favorite memory? What's a favorite thing you learned? Which you probably didn't learn anything, because unless it was random.
Pie facts. I learned so many pie facts.
I still love pie.
Well, good.
I just started watching Resident Alien on Netflix. It's a sci-fi show with Alan Tudyk. Yes, I love it.
Okay.
And he's like, he's an alien that loves pie. I'm like, can relate.
Yeah. I like Alan Tudyk.
Me too.
Everything he does is hilarious.
He's a very talented person.
He can even play a chicken.
Yes, he can, in Moana.
Quite well.
Very well.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very talented voice actor.
He is. Anyway, this episode is a tribute to Alan Tudyk.
This episode is whatever I want it to be.
That's exactly
because
right.
Because this is my swan song.
But no, we thought about what we wanted to do for this. And, you know, y'all have heard over the last episode or two a great interview with the folks from Sustainable Food Center. And a lot of, I mean, just very inspiring stuff. I was really sort of blown away about everything they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as we were thinking about what we wanted to do for this last episode after, again, quite frankly, a wonderful, like, inspiring group of people, interview with some really good folks.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it'd just be nice to reminisce about the past. It's been more than 3 years, right?
It's been
right at 3 years.
We started, I think, in like January or February of 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah. My first episode was so bad.
I should go back. I haven't gone back to listen to any
No one should ever listen to the first episode again because I really sound like I'm really depressed and I put in like all these little piano sounds like I thought I was going to be Mr. Rogers of plants or something. And then it gets to the end of the episode where I check in with you about all the plant facts or whatever that I did for the beginning part of the episode to see if they were good or not. And then us just talking, I was like, okay, this is what the show needed to be.
You know, it is funny because the format changed drastically very quickly. Because I think when we first talked about it, when you first like approached me about it, and I don't even know how we found each other originally. I guess
you reached out
to me, and shockingly, I responded to your email. I'm not good at that.
I still have the Word document saved in my computer. It says like plant email or something where I was like drafting out how I could get you to respond and be like, yeah, I'm on board for this. I'll totally be your plant expert.
Little did you know, I'll say yes to almost anything.
I was pretty surprised. And then I met you and I was like, okay, this makes total sense.
But originally, yeah, it was going to be more of a different format where you would do, you know, solo stuff and I would kind of come in as a resident expert or whatever.
But we work way better as a duo.
Oh, yeah. We've made a good team.
Yeah.
For sure.
We're like the odd couple of plants. We're both two grumpy old men, but I'm the grumpier old man and you're grumpier. The fun one.
Was there a fun one on that show? I don't remember that show.
Whatever.
That's funny.
It's the dynamic.
I like it. I like it. Well, I think that, you know, just hearing from people over the past 3 years, I think that's one of the things that people have really enjoyed about the show.
Yeah.
Is the banter and the silliness and all of that.
Yeah, it really works well. We both draw from like the same cultural references because we're a similar age and we're like not old and not young. We're just in that middle phase. I wouldn't even say we're middle-aged yet, but we're here. We're existing. The planet's on fire and we're doing the best we can. By the way,
if there's a tagline for the show,
the world is on fire.
But we're doing the best we can. I kind of love that, actually.
That's how I feel. I thought about making a TikTok, even though I don't have TikTok. I can't even say TikTok. I don't have that thing, but maybe a reel on Instagram because all the jobs I've looked at for radio are news. They're all news jobs. And I'm like, you know what the news is? Everything is bad. Go back to bed. That's the news from Rachel.
It would be really so completely apropos of nothing, not any content related to plants. That would do so well. It would do okay. The internet is so weird about stuff like that. There is a whole Twitter page that has hundreds of thousands of followers called Ladies and Gentlemen the Weekend. And all they do is on Friday evening at 5 p.m., they post a 8-second clip of Daniel Craig going, Ladies and Gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm.
That's the entire shtick. Mm. And it's been going for years.
I miss that guy.
And Daniel Craig?
Wait, no, sorry.
He's
James Bond? I'm so sorry. I just had a brain fart and I was thinking of Craig Ferguson, the Scottish guy that used to have the late night show.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he was good. A lot. I don't miss Daniel Craig. I like him in Knives Out, though. I like him doing that weird southern accent.
Yeah, it was bad. That was not. I've seen clips of that.
No, he's pretty good.
Really?
I thought it was good. When you watch all, I don't know. Maybe it's because I have known people in my life that speak that way.
Just like that. At any rate, now that I've totally derailed this, the news with Rachel, where you just come on and go, still sucks, go back to bed, it would do well.
Yeah.
People would watch that.
This is why I don't watch the news.
So,
I mean, I know roughly a lot of the things going on in the world, and they are bad.
But plants are still good.
Yeah. Plants are like our only chance. Plants and fungi.
Plants and fungi.
That was another. I really had fun anytime we did stuff about mushrooms and fungi and ferns.
They're so alarming. Not the ferns. The ferns are fine. They're just
over
there.
They still spore out and be weird.
They're still weird.
Yeah.
But fungi is really alarming.
It's not alarming.
I think
it's the future is fungus, okay? We need those. They're trying to find fungi that eat plastic.
Yeah.
And they're doing that.
Oyster mushrooms.
That needs
to
be a thing. I mean, every news headline is, there's microplastics in everything. We're all going to die. You know what? Fungus.
Yeah.
Fungus.
We'll do fungus about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's true. They're just like, they feel too smart to me. And I know that sounds dumb because they're not, but they just, like if the fungus and the octopi get together.
Wow. Like, you need to watch this show. You need to watch Resident Alien.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah.
I guess
I don't want to spoil anything, but okay. You literally just said things that are all like connected.
I'll add that to my list.
Or in my brain, I was like, yeah, octopi and fungi and aliens. They all go together.
They all work.
I don't know. Everyone's going to think I'm a crazy lady now. Well, they probably already thought that. It's okay.
No, the fungus episodes were good. Those were really interesting. I liked the interview with Dr. Landau quite a bit from the Nature Conservancy about... I think we talked about like
it's not a bug.
Fire management. Yeah, it's not a bug.
Yeah.
It's an insect. She was pretty adamant about that.
Which is fair. That's her job.
Oh yeah. No, and she's right.
Yeah.
The live shows were a lot of fun.
They were.
I really enjoyed that.
I liked when we talked about gourds. We did that for one of the live or maybe both of them. I don't know. All about gourds. More about gourds.
The gourd one, so we did that like right before in September. So it's like right before Halloween. So I think that's the one we did, the gourd one, right?
Or was it in October? Both. I mean, I think we did three. So one, I know the first one we did was in October. And then we did another one that was like in May. And then we did another one.
In October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the very first one we did, I actually dressed up and was in a costume.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And I forgot and I wore a pumpkin head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But those were fun. That was a cool experience. And it was really just cool seeing people come out to hang out for those.
Yeah. And having people come up to me later and be like, I went to your live thing. And I was like, oh, really? I guess I was MIA in my brain because I don't remember.
It was kind of a lot of work. Like that was
setting everything up. Talk about we did events. We just did those.
Yeah.
That was just us.
It was just us.
Out of the kindness of our hearts.
And it went well.
I set up all the sound and Vikram provided the location and the tables and all the infrastructure. You know.
Yeah, those were fun.
We did it.
I'm trying to think. I should pull up a list of our episodes because I obviously, like usual, did not do my homework.
How could you do homework for this episode?
Well,
we
talked about like what was our favorite stuff.
Whatever.
And
it's
like,
fine.
In the group.
Everyone else knows what their favorite things are. I do. The pie episode was probably one of my favorites because I am obsessed with pie.
It was fun.
I forget that I am very passionate about pie. And then I listen to that and I'm like, wow, I do know.
A lot about pie.
Mm-hmm. It's
you
crazy.
Should start a bakery.
You know, I've been told that several times in my life, and I don't think I'll ever do that because I don't want it to be something. I want it to continue to be a source of joy. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no,
and
I get that.
Sometimes hobbies need to just be for their enjoyment and not to make money. And if you're out there listening and you need to hear that, your hobby does not have to be something that brings in income, okay? That's what our society makes you think that you have to have. Everything needs to be something that generates revenue for you. It doesn't. Just do it because it makes you happy.
It's me. I'm the one who needs to hear that. I'm so bad at that, Rachel. I'm so bad about that.
I'm not, but that's also why I'm probably just going to keep looking.
I'm going through a list of old episodes. And just trying to see, some of the ones I really like. There were two episodes we did back in, actually, 2 years ago in February, almost exactly 2 years ago, February of 2022, Native Plant,
The folklore ones?
Yeah, Native Texas Plants and their First Nations folklore. Those were really cool.
Yeah, you know, I will always love to talk about folklore. I love the cultural associations that happen between foodways and music and just... You know, anthropology, right? Planthropology.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
I just plugged
you. Thanks for
you.
The free plug.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll always be interested in that just because part of my time doing music degrees was I studied musicology. And like the thing that kind of got me into that was I took a seminar in Irish folklore and music. And that just like, I don't know, opened my mind to all the ways that everything in life is intersectional. And it's connected to something, whether it's like just functional or aesthetic. And there are reasons that we do things and we love to tell ourselves stories as to why or to like make a reason why something should be important to us. We're all like humans are storytellers. And I think that's, I don't know, folklore is that. And it's, I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. I just like it. I find it interesting. It's like, it keeps the magic in the world that we miss when we watch the news all the time and remember that everything's on fire.
It's very, I think, instructive about just sort of us as weird, you know, hairless apes.
Meat bags?
Yeah, weird meat robots. Yeah. You said meat bags. So I tell my meat students suit. Sometimes that we are, you know, electric balls of jelly.
We're in the meat space.
Driving meat robots. But yeah, no, I think the storytelling, and that's something that I've enjoyed about the show a lot, is that it's been, yeah, like science-y, and we've talked about a lot of science-y things and like practical things on, you know, how to grow stuff in your garden and how to do compost and all of that. But ultimately, it's been about the storytelling, I think, more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And about the things that come out of that. Like whether we were talking about recycling with Nick Nowicki, those were a fun pair of episodes, or about growing saffron and mm-hmm. all those other things. Like we've had some really cool stuff. I will tell you, I think the best episode title, I think my favorite episode.
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma was good.
Okay.
Oklahoma is like a close second for me. But bury 'em, water 'em, stick 'em in a stew.
Potatoes.
Growing potatoes, tomatoes, and peppers. That's my favorite episode title.
Yeah, of course it is. Because you're Samwise Gamgee. You're the gardener.
I like to think I am. Yeah.
Yeah,
I like
well,
to think
Frodo never, ever would have made it to Mordor without Sam.
Frodo wouldn't have made it out of the Shire if it wasn't for Sam. Like,
well, no.
Because it was the other way around. Yeah.
Sam made it out of the Shire because of Frodo.
Because of Frodo. That's right.
But the rest of the way, Sam was the champ. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Although, like, also honorable mention to Merry and Pippin for enlisting the Ents. And
oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, my favorite part is when the Ents wreck Saruman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to go home and watch all those again.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite? You talked about fungus. Did you have another favorite topic or?
Pie. We already said
okay,
pie.
Okay, well, pie. Yeah. But like, what about, so we talked, you know, originally about things that you learned. Was there a fact that was especially surprising to you? It was a lot. We talked about a lot.
I've learned a lot. I don't, it's hard to pinpoint because I've learned a lot over the last couple of years. It's just been a fun experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should have our own late night show. Except we both don't stay up late.
Oh.
They'd have to be pre-recorded.
It would have to be at 6:30 p.m. Yeah. Like, no.
And I don't also could never do, like, a morning show because I don't want to wake up that early. I really like to sleep.
High end sleeping.
Really, really angry when people mess with my sleep.
Oh. That's good to know.
I'm like a rage monster if someone interrupts my sleep.
So if you're woken up in the middle of the night, not so much?
Then my phone goes on do not disturb every single night.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I like it gives me anxiety. I'm like, well, what if no one needs me at the middle of the night?
I honestly don't care. And if it's an emergency, that sucks. And I'll be there for you in the morning.
They can call 911.
Well, I mean, if it's bad news, it's going to be bad the next day regardless. So like, let me sleep, right? Like just at least let me enjoy my night's sleep.
Oh, that's funny. I've never thought of it that way. Well, this news will still be bad tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can just pick it up then.
Yeah, exactly.
So going back to the pie thing and the not steaks, we're just going to talk about pie for the rest of the episode and not taking baking as a career. Y'all don't, like, I don't know if y'all know this, but Rachel's a really good baker. She usually brings snacks. Like, she's always had snacks. I was supposed to bring snacks today and I forgot.
Yeah, you said you were going to bring me brownies.
And I forgot.
Rude.
And I'm very sorry.
It's okay.
I thought about that this morning when you texted me. I'm like, it's Wednesday already?
Mm-hmm.
So
people may also not know that I knit like crazy, and I will also not do that for money. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. Yarn is expensive. It's a investment in time. It takes a long time to knit like this sweater vest, and I don't think people realize how many hours of labor it is, and they think that like a hand-knitted item should be like $50, and it's like, no, the yarn costs more than that.
Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah.
That's also why, if you like follow certain things on the internet, there's been a lot of articles about how knitting like a big, nice sweater, like an Aran Island sweater from the early 80s or 90s or like the late 80s or early 90s is not the same as the ones you'll get from the store today. Like I saw a whole comparison of Ben Schwartz was trying to copy a photo of Billy Crystal from When Harry Met Sally, and he's wearing a white sweater like Billy Crystal.
Uh-huh.
And the changes in craftsmanship from it are ridiculous because everything is like machine made now.
Yeah.
And it's just not the same.
Huh. That's interesting. So
you should look that up. I think
I will.
You'll be like, what? Because you're the internet guy.
I am the internet guy. what a sad title for me. I'm the internet guy. You know,
it's better than Grandpa Rachel.
You know Vikram from the internet. My wife crochets, and mm-hmm. I watch her do that, and like my brain cannot make sense of it. Like, I know it's just tying knots. Like, I get it, but my brain is like, you have turned a straight thing into a blanket or a sweater. And it just, like, my brain doesn't work that way.
I mean, yes, it's basically knots, but it's also not.
Like, really complicated? I don't know.
There are, you know, there are techniques and patterns and different increases and decreases and things like that that shape the garment.
It's one of those things, like, for whatever reason, you know, I do crafty things. I woodwork. I do all that. Yeah. But, like, I just, at 36 years old, after years of education, I finally sort of understand how a sewing machine works.
Oh, I don't.
It's like I
want to learn to sew.
I had to watch a diagram of the spinning thing and the spinning thing. And I was like, how does it work? How does it do that? And Alana was just like, oh, there's a second spool. And I was mm-hmm. like,
yeah.
Oh, like that was, yeah. I don't know. That has, again, nothing to do with anything. But I think it is important to understand too, like when we talk about different crafts and hobbies and gardening and everything in between, like sometimes we just don't know what we don't know.
Right, and that's okay.
And I think that that's a good maybe message to send here at the end of all this. Like for people out there that are trying to get into gardening, that are trying to do it, like just do it.
Yeah.
Just don't be afraid to screw it up, because you will, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you'll plant things and they don't grow, and that's okay. And sometimes you'll plant things and you'll have pumpkins that take over your entire life for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of okay too. Like I think, you know, if there was a message I want to send at the end of all this, is like, just don't be scared of it.
Yeah,
like,
gardening's a very forgiving hobby.
It is. And, like, everyone screws it up. Mm-hmm. Like, I plant so many things that don't make it.
Exactly.
And, yeah, like, it can be expensive, but it doesn't have to be. Like,
that's the main thing, is it doesn't have to be. I want everyone to know that. Like, gardening doesn't have to just be raised beds and, you know, potted medium and bagged soil. Like, there's so many ways to grow things that are just cheap. You don't have to do all that.
Yeah.
I will never. I mean, I might, but I still don't have the money to do those things. So I'm going to keep growing on a budget.
Which is where all this started, right? Yeah. Like all of this, the original idea was, how do you grow things and, you know, find food and all of that on the cheap? And we've talked about a lot of great tips, like using old toilet paper tubes as seed mm-hmm. starters. We've mm-hmm. talked about harvesting seed and different ways to just get stuff out there. And I think, again, that's kind of a good place to wrap up as well, is that, like, I think the reason that I think I signed on to this, one, because I'm a glutton for punishment and I always need another thing.
Yeah.
But this was a fun thing. And I've always thought that, like, growing your own food is such a radical act
mm-hmm.
in a lot of ways. And it's like empowering being able to do that. And I think everyone should be able to give that a shot.
I do too.
Whether you have an acre of land or just a porch and some pots to grow things in, like,
yeah,
I think everyone should at least try it. It doesn't have to be much. You can grow some basil or a tomato or mm-hmm. whatever you like.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I think the first time you grow something from seed and get to harvest it and eat it, like, it is such a good, cool, empowering feeling.
It really is. I hope plants take over the world.
Oh, they definitely will.
Plants and fungi.
Yeah. It's just a matter of, they're waiting us out, Rachel. It's just a matter of time.
Well, it's like, maybe it needs to happen sooner.
Sooner than later.
So then everything can stop being on fire, which quite literally things close to us right now are on
fire. Yeah, big wildfires and stuff like that. But even in that, like, even in the big wildfires that are up in the panhandle right now, like, yes, there's homes being destroyed and a lot of, like, damage, and that's terrible. Like, I hate that. But, like, as far as the natural systems go, like, it'll be a lot of renewal. There will be new plants that come up. It'll refresh pastures and lands. And, like, again, the loss of structures and property and you know, God forbid, life and everything else is terrible. And but, like, nature always, like, finds a way back, and, like, new things will come up from it. And I think, you know, I hope we have inspired you out there who have listened to us the past 3 years to just try something.
Yeah.
Just do something. And we'd love to hear from you, too, even though, you know, the show's kind of over. Like, I'd love to hear what you learned and what you liked, whether on social media. You can still send us an email.
Yeah, you can still send us an email. That's my account.
Send Rachel an email. So
sad.
Well, Rachel,
bye.
It has Bye. That's it. We're
Bye,
done.
Bye. I'm done. I'm just kidding.
It has been a genuine pleasure.
Aw. It has been fun, for sure. Good times. Last time we ate brownies, and it was great.
But to all of you out there, thanks for the support. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for your support, and send me brownies.
Yeah, send Rachel brownies
or
in an
pie.
Email. Or
I would prefer pie.
Okay. Pie in an email.
Yeah, send me all the pie.
For one last time, this has been In the Grow.
And go sow discord. I'm just kidding. Go plant.
Go plant something.
Plant some things.
Grow something.
Grow something good.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, chaos.